Hello and welcome to Mediumship Matters with me, Hannah McIntyre. I hope you're doing well. And today's episode is sponsored by my lovely friend Amanda. Thank you, Amanda. That's very sweet of you. I'm sure you must be bored of me. But hey, you keep rocking up. Lucky you. Some sort of soul contract, perhaps? So I've got a couple of emails that I want to go through. Yes, I'm still catching up. So first of all, I've had an email from Steve Smith, and I just wanted to share his email with you because I think it's a really fun and interesting perspective and something for us all to think about. And I know I've said this before, but I just think it's so important to be open to ideas that you don't agree with on your spiritual development journey, because it's not about allowing yourself to instantly dismiss stuff. It's about thinking it over, chewing it over. And in that comes a great collaboration of your soul, somebody else's soul, all of our experiences and learnings. There is no right or wrong. There is only experiences and ideas that come from that. So if you are doing this kind of work, just be open to sitting with the things that make you go, "Ooh, no." And I'm saying this after recording the one about crystals, which I'm sure is going to set a lot of people off. But it's like that. And that's the way it is. I don't know why I keep singing on the podcast at the moment. I think I'm just feeling very jolly. So Steve emailed and said, "Hi, Hannah. As a new listener to your podcast, I felt I needed to message you after listening to your recent podcast, Mediumship Natters, episode 2. I'm a 60-year-old man who attended development circles in my late teens, but stopped due to the hectic life that was dealt to me. Anyhow, during your podcast, you were discussing whether or not we come back in some way after death. One thought that has been with me all my life is that, like video games, we have save points at particular times through life. Memories of nothing in particular that keep coming back, always the same memories at different times throughout my life. Different events, nothing important, but the same nevertheless. My thought is, if we choose to return when we can choose, at what stage in life to return, rather than from birth. Hope that makes sense. Anyhow, keep up the good work. Forget ouch and move on." I am forgetting that now. I had my little freak out and I'm better. But I love this, Steve, and I'm really grateful that you emailed in, because that is such an interesting concept. And God, what an idea. Just to chew over and think about. I mean, and this is the kind of stuff where my brain just goes foot and is broken, because who are we to say that it's the same soul that inhabits us? Who are we to say that as we go on a spiritual journey and our brain unfolds and opens up to more, that it doesn't swap or change? I know that's uncomfortable to think about. Yeah, it makes you think of like films like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, but we have to remember that we're all one, so there is no separation. Oh my God. Well, tonight's lack of sleep has been sponsored by Steve, everybody. You're welcome. But interesting stuff to think about. And if your brain instantly goes, "Well, no, that's rubbish, that can't be," that may well be true. But follow it. What is your resistance to that? What is the bit that you don't like? What is the bit you can't understand? When I shared that TikTok and the podcast about us all actually being one, and who's to say that we are separate at all, some people really didn't like it. And I get that. I understand it, because we want to be individuals. We are in a world that values the individual, that tells us we need to be individual if we want to be whatever we want to be. And I agree with that, but oh my God, I don't know. But then who's to say that we're not just different aspects of the same soul? And you know, I've already been through that. So there we go. That was Steve's thought, and I just had to share it because I love stuff that makes you think. Makes you think. So, I also got an email from Sue Kent. Hello, Sue. How are you doing? Now, Sue tells me I'm fab, which is a surefire way to get a mention on the podcast. Thanks, Sue. And actually, I do think you have bought me a coffee as well, so I'm going to say thank you for that. You've got a question. Sorry, I was just going through the bit about me coming to Cornwall. And yeah, I would like to know some venues for Cornwall because I'm feeling brave again. It's a roller coaster, guys, but it's a roller coaster for all of us. So your question was, is there any way or indeed any point in that we can help people open up to the spirit world if they are not ready? I'm new to spirituality and I find it so fascinating and I just can't get enough. And I'm struggling to understand why people around me don't feel the same. Will they never be ready till they are ready, or can we fast forward them in any way? I've been hooked since I saw my first medium last October after being a total skeptic all my life. I now attend a spiritualist church, sit in a development circle, trance circle, and I'm enrolled on a healing course. Yay! Go for it, Sue. Go, Sue. Right. It's always a mix, isn't it, here? And I find this question just fascinating. Now, I personally think that people will find it when they're supposed to find it and when it's the right time and the readiness for them. And I do think for some people, their work on this earth is to not interact or believe in the spirit world at all. And that's fine. The number of spirits that come through and tell me they thought this was a crock of shit when they lived here. Like, it's a lot. And that's fine. I never take it personally, because who's to say that my last life I wasn't a witch hunter? Who knows? So I just think it's okay to not believe. It's okay for it not to be your thing. It does cause issues and problems when people are rude. And I find that, particularly in spirituality, but that might just be from my limited experience, because we all see things through our own filter. But it's amazing to me how many people are just willing to be rude and to tell you that they don't believe and turn their nose up. And I don't know, do people, Catholics, Hindus, Muslims, I don't know, do people say that to you? Do people go, oh right, maybe they do. But I just feel with mediumship, partly because of the way it's been represented by people with less than great moral caliber, it just seems like it's an easy thing to mock. It's an easy thing to take the piss out of. And so that's always really difficult, because when you're having an experience that is just so mind-blowing and so life-affirming and has changed the way you feel completely and utterly and opened you up to magic, when you've got somebody there who goes, wow, I think you're a bit of a nutter, or ruder stuff than that, it's very difficult, because you feel sad for them because they're missing out. You want to validate your experience by explaining it to them, and they're probably not in a space to receive it. So I don't think that you can bring people to spirituality before they're ready. And I actually think that some people that are very zealous with that, and I'm not implying you are, Sue, but some people that do that, they are causing damage, actually. They're damaging people. And honestly, I never, ever, ever thought that I would be the kind of person to tell you that I believe that God is good, that I believe in God, that I believe in love, that I believe that in Jesus, that I believe that we are all looked after and cared for by a benevolent omnipresence. I never thought that would be something that I would be able to say. And I know that if people had come to me and started talking about angels before I unfolded enough, I would have shut them down. And now I teach angelic Reiki. So we can never judge the path, and we can never judge what it does to people. It has changed my life, just having faith. Not faith in a religion, and I want to be really clear in that. I mean, as I said before, I don't even know if I can call myself a spiritualist anymore. I am just me having an experience with the spirit world, which is pretty damn awesome. And I think as soon as humans get involved and make it a religion, we ruin it. I do. I still feel that. That said, having faith and knowing that there is more and knowing that there is love is everything to me. Is everything to me. Would I like to be able to give that experience to people in my life? Yes, I would. I know how it's changed my life. I would love to change other people's, but I also respect that it's their journey and not mine. Now, here's something I will say to you though. As you go on your spiritual development journey and you change and you unfold within yourself, which as we know, I know I'm always saying it, but yes, I'm going to say it again. The spiritual development journey is a journey of self. The spirit world, oh, excuse my tummy. The spirit world are there regardless, but it's a journey of self. It always is. It's a journey of understanding who you are, who you want to be, and working to maintain that space. And you have to, it is work. You have to work hard on it. I'd love to sit here and go, oh, it's all so easy being me, woohoo. But it's not. It's not easy. I have to work hard to maintain my vibration, to maintain my energy. I probably should have also had lunch before I recorded this podcast. So I have changed, and the way I respond to things has changed. The way I react to things has changed. The things that I want to do in my life have changed. And I think this can be an inspiration to people without them needing spirituality itself foisted upon them. So my family, they will say, I'm sure they will say, I've never actually asked them, but I'm sure they would, that I'm different now. That I'm still pretty feisty, but I'm not as quick to rage as I used to be. I'm still pretty judgmental, but I'm not as judgmental as I used to be. That I'm calmer, that I'm more at peace, that I've found the meaning that many people are searching for. I've found the meaning of life. So I come at things from a very different perspective. And I think, even if you're not having in-depth conversations with people, the fact that people around me can now see me having gone through sort of 15 years ago in a real martyr-like energy, and these are the cards you are dealt, and this is so difficult, and this is so hard, and I just have to kind of just go through it the best I can, to what can I do to improve my energy and improve my experience and maintain that? They'll see the difference in me, and they will see the difference in my experience. Now, some people are completely shut down to that and will just say, well, you're lucky now, you're lucky. And I am lucky, but I've created my own luck, and I know that. So I think people will change and start to open up naturally just from being around you. As I've said before, it's a big thing with me, and you're on a healing course, so I'm sure your healing teacher has mentioned this, but you should never, ever, 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 ever heal somebody without their permission. It's an absolute no-no. And I have seen things in groups that I'm on where people want their husbands to believe in the spirit world, so ask everyone in the group to send them healing. And that is just such a betrayal of free will and choice and the journey. And who are we to decide what somebody needs and what they don't need? And I had a really interesting conversation with some angelic Reiki students about this last time I taught, because it's such a trigger for people, because we want to help. We want to assist. And I said, should we be praying for people? Now, bear with me on this. I didn't know I was going to go off on this tangent, but bear with me. Now, if you're praying that they receive the help that they need, that's not bad. It's when you start to make judgments about people and decide who needs praying for. And the judgment of a life that somebody has chosen to come, a soul has chosen to live, who are we to decide which is right and which is wrong? And I'm going to give you an example of this, and I hope I've not talked about this before, but it's one that always sticks with me. There was a group of people, very well-meaning people, in the UK who were collecting sanitary towels to take to impoverished people in Africa, because the impoverished people in Africa only had rags. And now I get that that's not ideal. That said, somebody I know was then travelling in Africa doing some humanitarian work, and they said all the sanitary towels cause a real problem because they're plastic and they don't break down and they are not washed. And in parts of Africa, they do not have bin collections. So these people are receiving these plastic sanitary towels, using them, and then discarding them in black bin liners at the edge of the road where they do not break down. And they get ripped open, the bags get ripped open, and then there's mess everywhere and it's not very appealing. And that to me is the perfect example of people trying to help, people trying to be well-meaning. They're not coming in it from a bad place, but them not understanding fully the situation of the people they're trying to help. And I think spirituality, there's a lot of people that do stuff like that. Ooh, you're in need, let me roll up my sleeves and send you, I've sent you an archangel. I've sent to you because that archangel needed instruction from me to be able to go and help you because I'm so powerful and connected. And that kind of thing for me is a massive turn off. So you have to kind of find, and I'm not saying so, I'm not implying that that is you, just to be clear, just to be really, really clear. But I do think there is a tendency to do that kind of thing in spiritual work, kind of showing off. I know I've said it before, spiritual showboating. Look at what I can do for you. And actually, the most empowering thing, I think, is to accept that people are on a journey and accept that it's not about you necessarily getting involved all the time. And if a soul has come here to have a certain experience, even if that experience is horrendous, and I know that this is easy to say from my house in Kent, where I have enough food in my tummy and a lovely life, but who are we to say that that experience is invalid and that God needs to intervene? What if the best thing for that soul to experience at this time is pain, is grief, is horror? That's horrible. That's horrible. But what if that's what they're here for? Baby, this is what you came for. A terrible life so your soul could learn and grow. You're welcome. But it's true. Who are we to say? When I look back at my life experiences, I am grateful for the crappy ones. I'm not grateful for the crap I did to other people. I wish I could reconcile that fully. I can't. But I am grateful for every time I got knocked, for every blow that I had, for every person that pushed their crap onto me, because it's made me who I am today. And if I wasn't who I am today, I wouldn't be able to do this podcast, which is the light of my life. So who are we to come in with our human limited perception and judgment and decide when somebody is ready to receive spirit? I don't think we are. So you have to just let people make that choice. And the flip side of that is that sometimes people aren't ready for spirit and they'll come to a demonstration and they're always the butt eggs that you don't want to talk to. And they get a spirit link through and they're not interested and they're sitting there with their arms folded and they look like they've smelled a bad smell. And they're always the difficult ones to work with because they're just not ready. But you have to also accept your limitations as the provider, the representative of the spirit world, that they might be there under duress. I mean, how many people have pushed things on people that have then had readings with me that didn't want them, that weren't ready for them, or that have come to clairvoyant nights because they've been told it will make them a believer? Now, in your case, Sue, it worked. It was great. In some cases, it sends people down that was an absolute crock of shit. I'm even more convinced that I don't believe in the spirit world now. So I think it's always good to just allow people to have their own journey. That said, Sue, shine your bloody light, girl. Shine it. Don't limit who you are and dumb down who you are because you know it makes other people uncomfortable, because that is a completely different thing. You have to be able to share what you believe. Wouldn't it be just lovely? I know I'm a bit of a naive hippie, but wouldn't it be lovely if everyone could just say, okay, you're coming at it from that point of view. Well, that's not what I agree with. Here's my point of view. And have a nice conversation about it, rather than taking it personally. And being respectful to each other. But we're a way off that yet, I think. Hopefully in my next life. I bet I come back at the beginning of the dawn of time now. I have to live in a cold cave with just a fur for warmth. But it's so interesting, isn't it, that we want to help, we want to bring people to it because it is so life-affirming and it makes us happy. So don't hide your light under a bushel, Sue. Shine your beautiful, shiny light unapologetically. Do the things that light you up. Share your story. But if people aren't ready, there's nothing you can do about it. What do you guys think? I would love, as always, you know where this is going, to hear your thoughts. Tell me what you think. Let us know. podcast@hannahmedium.co.uk. You don't have to have a question. You can just have an opinion. It's always great to just hear what other people think. Even if you think I'm full of it, message in. And I will catch up with you guys again soon. Take care.